No, I mean, namhlanje ngokukhula lesibili bese imfundaba yakhona iphela amasiko okuphela uhulumende othungamela upresident Emmerson Mnangagwa lo umsekeli wakhe uvice president Mokgatla onguye waphiwa umlando wokukhangela ngeze peace and reconciliation commission lo hulumende we-Britain kanye lomnumzana urobert mkabe inspecer capacity ukuthi baveze kulotshwe kuchiambaga letimbushina commissions ezazingamaripoti ayenzwa ngojaji wecourt 1982-1984.
Kungani lifuna ivezwe limfihlo?
Isizathu sokuthi labantu abalesiphelo lesi ngabantu bahlukumezwa kakhulu ngesikhathi se-ground. Bafisa ukuthi iqiniso lokwenzakalayo ngesikhathi sonesana laziwe. Belingaziwa bese sicela ukuthi kube le-Truth and Reconciliation Commission ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bethole esingathi ngesithiwa i-closure over umonakalo owayenzakaleyo olemathibeleni lemijezi ngama-ethu.
Ngezinye indlela lithi njengoba umongameli Mnangagwa sesayine umthetho we-reconciliation lo okuxolela na kumele kwaziwe ke ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo ngeGugurawundi.
Yebo, kakhulu isizathu esikhona ngoba umthetho lo wazi okulotshwe engwalweni zenezala kungavezwanga emphakathini kuzaba nzima ukuthi laba abaselwa izihlobo uma bahlukumezwa kakhulu ngesikhathi seGugurawundi bethole esingathi i-recourse ngesithiwo bekwazi benzela.
Uhulumende weBhilithani yena kahle kahle ungena ngaphi kundaba yenu le?
Ngizangikhumbula ngesikhathi kusayinwa i-Lancaster Agreement ngo-1979 eyavumela ukuthi uhulumende weBritain unika abantu abamnyama uzibuse baba yiwo amagaranta abantu abanika isithembiso esikhulu ukuthi bazayenza ukuthi izivumelwano ezisayinelwe ngama-warring parties zilandele and i-Lancaster Agreement ngo-1980 up to 1990 ibutho leZimbabwe lalithungamelwa libutho leBritain. Kwakunje iqembu kwathiwa i-DMAT okwakufundiswa khona amabutho ayevela empini bewadimobilize and bewafundisa. Last year officials be-DMAT basuke eZimbabwe ngo-year 2000. Njenge-colonizer i-Britain bale-information eningi kule mfihlo eningi abayaziwa engasizi